Here's a race.
Here we go. Welcome back. 11:35 in the zone. Justin Akre, Pat Bradley. Our good buddy Allison is here. And Tina Moore is here. And we're going to talk about a special event that is honoring and benefiting military families, I assume. Is that did I read that correctly, Allison? Your notes are so clear and concise here, yet I only sort of glanced at them in the break because I was making fun of other people.
Yeah, well, that's not too surprising. Yeah, it benefits military families, and all that money stays here in Arkansas.
Okay. Very impressed. Detail. Look at these bullet points.
I got somebody here on staff that I'd like you to work with. Maybe clean up their effort on being a little more clear and concise. Some things.
Morning show guy, producer, maybe.
No hope for that.
You say potato. Before we get into that, let me get Robert in real quick from Fort Smith. Hey, Robert.
Hey, guys. Real fast. Yesterday, Paul Feinbaum came on an Arkansas program and explained that Arkansas would not win an SEC game this year. Mm-hmm. And if that's the case, Brett's got to go because we can't stay in the SEC West and not win conference games. I don't care if we just win three, which is bad, but you've got to win at least one conference game.
Yeah, but you think they'll win a conference game, don't you?
Maybe.
You know, Paul Feinbaum is just a big,
he's a troll,
bald idiot.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, I listen to him out of Birmingham. I love him. I love his characters because nobody in Arkansas has fans that talk like he gets away with. That program is awesome. I'm just saying.
No, his show sucks. His callers are entertaining. He's horrible. He's a clown. I have no interest or respect for what he has to say. He's awful.
I'd have to agree with you.
He is poorly prepared. He is he's a hack, I think. I don't know how he got popular. I really don't. His callers make his show without a doubt.
Because of his callers. That's why.
They're quite entertaining. I will give you that.
Yeah. Well, he's benefited from Auburn, Alabama being on the top of the college football world. And guess where his show is?
Looking down on creation.
Alabama.
Get that right.
But the only game I see is maybe A&M because Ole Miss ain't going to be bad and Mississippi State's going to be right there.
Well, no, but just because they're not bad doesn't mean that Arkansas couldn't win the games. I mean, LSU was substantially better than Arkansas last year, even with a backup quarterback, and Arkansas had that game very well in hand late into the evening down in Baton Rouge.
They've got to beat Texas A&M and Dallas. That's it. Period.
Oh, I'm
got to.
I'm on a non-conference. I'm saying Texas Tech and BA better show us something. If not, he better go.
Well, you are so, I mean, black and white. Either play good or you're out. Win me a game or you're out.
I'm a season ticket holder, and we have to pay money. When you start forking out and you go on the road to watch games, you expect us to be better than what we're being, you know.
Well, I mean, it was only his first year last year. What was your but what was your realistic expectation last year, Robert?
Oh, I was hoping 4 or 5 games. That's just like this year. If he wins 4 or 5, I'm okay.
Yeah.
But you got to win some conference games. That's my...
I have a bet with one of our salespeople that he will win 5 games or more. And I think they will win 5 games or more. And when I am right, you can call back and say I was right, and I'm glad. And am I wrong, you can call back and say, hey, you moron, I'm a season ticket holder, and I blew all my money, and you said that we would win 5 games, so you're stupid. And I'll say, you're right, I am.
I just hope if we get 5, it's okay.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Win a conference game.
And win a game or two in conference and win 5 games, that would be a significant improvement.
Yes, sir. All right, we'll
see. Robert, I hope you're happy at the end of the season, my friend. I hope he's not trying to kick the quarterback off the team.
I don't think anybody's going to make him happy.
I'm more interested in what Tina Moore thinks. How many games do you think Arkansas is going to win this year?
Well, I would love to say we're going to win all of them, but I know there's no chance of that happening.
It's not likely. I'm going to say odds are against it.
Yeah, slightly against. If we could even win one SEC game, I'd be happy.
Okay.
So,
Tina, you know what you have? Realistic expectations. You, my friend, are like a unicorn. Hard to find these days because most people expect the world right now.
Yeah, I really wish we could win more. We were just talking, Chad and I, about going to all the Fayetteville games, and I was disappointed they weren't SEC games. And he said, well, at least we won't drive that far to watch ourselves lose. So.
That's true. And you're going to have a blast against Georgia.
Little Rock.
Lots of fun.
That's going to be a great time. Yeah. October the 17th,
yeah,
I believe.
That'll be good. Go Hawks.
The 18th.
Speaking of the Hawks, by the way, we will get Rick Schaefer, 12:06 today. Rick and I had a bit of a miscommunication.
I'm going to say, I know, Rick, it's probably your fault.
I don't think there's any doubt about that, but I look forward to it. But we're excited that you're here, Tina, and we're glad that Chad is here, and we're glad that Allison is here, and we're talking about Arkansas Salutes the Troops, a golf tournament. It's being played at, when are they going to rename this golf course in honor of Tommy Smith? Do we have to wait 20 or 30 years until he kicks the bucket?
At Greystone?
Yeah, I mean, like, when he kicks a bucket in 30 years, I mean, will they name it after him then, or can we do it now?
He's hacked it up enough.
We could just call it like Tommy Smith Country Club, and then when he kicks it, we can call it Tommy Smith Memorial Country Club.
How about a hole? Let's start with a hole.
Yeah.
You know what? That's a good one. Tommy, what's your favorite hole? Are you playing both courses? On August 23rd for Arkansas Salutes the Troops?
It's at the Cypress Creek, the back course. That's where it's going to be.
Tommy's got a Cypress Creek shirt that he wears around the office, like he's a member.
Well, he needs to sign up for the golf tournament. We got morning slots, afternoon slots still left. He needs to come on out.
When is it?
Saturday, August 23rd.
It's the last Saturday before football season begins.
Yeah.
And you have nothing going on.
That is the last Saturday before football begins.
So it's next Saturday.
I will say this. You have a full day of fun, and it comes at an incredibly inexpensive price of $340 for a four-man team.
Oh, yeah. That's only $85 a guy. You can't beat that.
I defy you to find a better deal in Arkansas. There isn't one.
No, beautiful golf course. It's going to be great out there. And that night, everything's free. We're going to have stuff for the family, bouncy houses for the kids, face painting, food, and then an awesome concert that night with Tragically White and Mother Hubbard.
I do like the fact that you're having it on a weekend. There's a lot of these tournaments are on like a Monday.
Yeah, 95% of them. Maybe 98.
It's great that it's on a Saturday. You actually get out there and enjoy yourself.
It is good. Now, they've made it so incredibly affordable, though, that they could not put any money back for an MC, so RJ Hawk's going to do it. Because he's a giver. He's a giver.
Right? I think I have to go just to watch him.
He didn't want to sleep on the couch, so he said, sure, I'll be happy to MC it. Thank you very much. 7:30 a.m. registration. So there's two tea times, yes?
Yes, there's 8 and there's 1 p.m. In the morning, be there at 7:30 to register. In the afternoon, 12:30 for registration, 1 p.m. start. But you can go ahead and call now, get all signed up, get ready to go before the spots run out. You can call the Country Club at the back Cypress Creek at 605-8000. Or you can call Rodney Wagner. He's the guy that put this all together. And his number is 501-416-8942. Or look us up on Facebook at Arkansas Salutes the Troops. And we've got to give a huge shout out. I know we have lots of great sponsors, lots of people helping out, but it would not be possible without Red River Dodge. Those are some awesome folks. We bought our daughter's Jeep up there just a couple months ago. At the great place. Great service up there. Great salesman.
There's a concert that night as well.
Yes. Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Tragically White, Arkansas's very own. Can't beat that. Free concert with them. And Mother Hubbard.
Is this young Mother Hubbard or old Mother Hubbard?
Middle-aged Mother Hubbard, maybe middle-aged.
I don't know that
Do
I've
you
had
know the... a lot about Mother Hubbard.
I haven't had the pleasure.
I don't. Something about a shoe.
I know Old King Cole. I don't know Old Mother Hubbard, but I'm looking forward to hearing her perform. Is it
them?
Is it them. Chicks the and band? Dudes or just either?
Yeah.
Or?
Do you know? Have you?
I think it's just dudes.
Okay,
just dudes.
That's an awkward name.
But I've heard that they're really good.
They don't like cross-dress, do they?
You'll have to come out and see.
Saturday
you know what?
Night. Never know.
Hey, look, that's what I call Saturday night.
Tina, how many years have you been involved?
Well, this actually started back when my husband and his buddy were deployed.
Chip. Right?
Chad.
He's chip. A chip off the old block, but his name is Chad.
I thought you were making a golf reference.
You know what? Chad is. He's more could a not be farther away from the microphone.
He's not gonna. He doesn't want to talk.
I know.
Yeah, he's here for moral support.
Yeah. That a guy. What a good guy.
He was deployed, and his buddy was deployed, and Rodney Wagner is one of our friends, and he wanted to start something to give back to the troops and just to support our military. So they started. This is our 5th year, and they have raised over $45,000 so far for Arkansas military families. The money goes to family readiness groups at Camp Robinson and Little Rock Air Force Base.
What is that exactly?
Well, they help families in need. A lot of military families have problems. Say someone gets to come home on break, but they can't afford to fly from one place to another. They might help those families out. Just whatever needs arise, they use their discretion to what's a good necessity for that family and help out.
Yeah, because walking from the Middle East, not an option.
No, no.
Somebody's serving overseas. Well,
you're an Army wife.
Yes.
According to my notes. So my man Chad, can you tell us a little bit about him and his service?
Sure. Chad is recently retired about a year ago from the Army. He was in the Army Reserve.
He is a little young and buff to be retired.
Look at this thing.
So he always had another job, but it really hit home when he got deployed twice. He was deployed to Iraq for over a year and to Afghanistan for over a year. So quickly I realized what military families go through. It's really a challenge when your spouse is deployed and you're there left alone to still work and raise the kids. It can be tough.
When I go on the road covering a football team for like 3 days, which is a super fun thing to do, and we're usually in cool places like New Orleans, or we've been to the Sugar Bowl, which is also in New Orleans, and we've been to the Cotton Bowl, which is also in Dallas. I don't know where I was. We were in New Orleans. I don't know what I was doing.
Sounds rough.
But you know what I'm saying? But it's like, it's fun, but yeah, you miss your kids and you miss your family, you know, if they're not along with you. I cannot imagine, And I am always like dumbfounded and just amazed by military families and their ability to sort of, you know, soldier along, not to, no pun intended, as the families are separated for that long a period of time. And you're talking about birthdays and holidays and anniversaries and things that you're missing. I mean, mentally, you've got to really get yourself ramped up, I assume, before he takes off to go through this, right?
Oh, yeah. It was tough. A whole year, you do miss a lot of milestones. We have two kids, and you're missing a whole year of their life when you're gone.
So he was gone two separate times for a year?
Mm-hmm. For a year each time. The first time was a lot rougher because communication wasn't as good. We would have to go quite a long time without speaking or emailing or anything. But the second time was a lot better because now with Skype and communication's a lot better.
That is good. So now that he's home all the time, are you you ready for him to go out of town again for a little while?
Well, he's a fireman now, so at least I get a break every third day.
What city is he a fireman?
Cabot.
Okay, okay. Good.
You guys don't have a firehouse with a pole in it, do you? I think they took those out everywhere, which is unfortunate because I always thought, when I was a kid, like that was the highlight of going to the firehouse. Was
you talking about sliding down the pole?
Buddy, they let us do that. I mean, we were reckless
abandon.
And you
got stairs now. Am I right, Chad?
Yes.
Stairs. They got stairs now.
Yeah, you know, I guess that 6 seconds you save sliding down the pole versus running down the stairs, they figured it wasn't worth it. Apparently, there are a lot of broken legs over the years sliding down the pole, and you wouldn't see a guy down there. You'd fall on his head.
Too dangerous. Too dangerous.
That's nasty. So, well, that's cool. Well, listen, we appreciate the effort. Let's go help raise some money and call 605-8000, is that what you said, for the golf course?
605-8000 is a golf course.
Or that's so easy to remember.
Yeah. Or you can call Rodney directly, 416-8942, and they still need things for the silent auction. That's great publicity for your business. If you want to get it out there, just donate something. We'll auction it off. It'll money will go to a good cause, but you'll also get some PR for your company.
What about something like signed by Pat Bradley, who is a Razorback Hall of Honor member? Would that be worth
anything?
They're
trying to raise money.
Hey, I think that could go quite far.
Now, where are you? Did you guys grow up in Cabot?
No, Chad's from Jacksonville. I'm from Batesville. We met up in Fayetteville.
I didn't think they let people from Jacksonville live in Cabot. I thought there was a rule.
They do now.
Okay, so there've been a lot of changes in the law.
Sure.
Which is good. And plus, you're a military veteran, so they probably give you a pass for sure. And you're fighting fires. I mean, so you're Mr. Do-Good. You're really an overachiever. It's very impressive. We applaud you. And thank you for your service. We appreciate it. And thanks for coming in today, Tina.
Thanks, and I'll be looking for that signed memorabilia.
Yeah, we got to find something good. Do you have anything? I'm sure Jeremy has a whole...
Yeah, he does.
A whole office
full. We could just come to your house and like... pick out a lot
anything
of stuff.
You want.
Anything
sure.
we want.
Sure,
yeah,
sure,
we
sure.
Cool.
I'm sure AJ can get something together here.
Or auction off like a date with Pat Bradley.
Oh my gosh, best idea ever.
That would go good.
Well, I will set up the date.
Matty T,
really?
What would go for more money?
Oh, man.
A date with Pat Bradley or that residual check Joe Klein got for doing Eddie?
I think Joe Klein's check is...
The question would be
I'll open
where?
The bidding at 40 cents right now.
Where? Where do we...
Where?
Yeah, where's the date going
to
be?
I don't know. What's a typical first date for you? Go to dinner, go for a drink, walk in the
you
park?
You can't go to like a club. That can't be your first date.
He's like, catch me about 1:30. I'll be primed.
What do you think? We're going downtown, take her downtown, dancing to disco?
I'm just saying.
He says, I'll buy you a burger. Disco? At Midtown, 4 a.m. See you there.
No, my go-to move, I'm not even going to tell you. I'm never going to tell you because I don't want to
I'm not
going to
make fun. What? Like, what do you do? Like, what's your typical first date?
It's you want to stay away from the dinner
and movies.
In movies,
because
you need to be able to talk. Unless, yeah, you
what
don't want
bowling.
Do
you ever gone bowling on a first date?
No, you don't want. It's too dirty. I mean, you're putting your feet in someone else's shoes. You tell your fingers are in those balls. Those strange.
I gotta be honest. Compared to what you're gonna ask that girl to do later in the night, that's pretty minor. Let's be honest.
I mean, what other disgusting thing can you think of that we should do?
She's like. So you expect me to hook up with you now? He says, no, you've been disgusted enough all night with that nasty bowling
you know where your
ball.
Fingers have been?
He's like, you've been through enough. Go on home.
In dinner, I mean, you got to get food,
Tina, what was your
food
first
stuck
day with
in
Chad?
Your teeth. It's just not a good move. Do you remember?
How long have you guys been married?
I-30 Speedway. Now, that's
like
a great date.
18
that is hot.
Years.
Okay.
Where did you guys go? What did you do?
I'm thinking we went to dinner and a movie.
Dancing.
Oh, yeah, and that was really bad. We went dancing at Doc Murdoch's in Fayetteville, and he dances like a white boy. Bad.
Wait,
like Fred Astaire? What do you mean?
On the panel would like to point out that he's a white boy, in fact, so there's that. No, yes. No harm in that, bro. I mean,
did you guys kiss on the first date?
She was
all over you!
Please.
We're going to get you a mic next time you come up. I had the same thing. I'm sitting there minding my own business. Next thing you know, my wife's kissing on me. You know, I was like, this
I just dumped her.
I know. I was like, shh, trashy. We were at the piano bar. She got all excited. Bon Jovi
Maybe
came on. Next thing you know, well, Jed's a millionaire. Happens.
Bon Jovi?
Oh, buddy. You better believe it.
Whoa. I didn't know. I had no idea. I may have to download some Bon Jovi.
That's what you've been missing all
these
years.
That's it. That's been my problem.
Okay, let's get the sign ball and the Pat Bradley date. Let's see what goes for more. I would be curious.
Absolutely. I'm sure the Pat Bradley date would start out, hey, watch this free throw, guys.
She knows my moves. Dang it.
Yeah. You got to watch his crossover.
That's it.
That's where
I take
really
it to a game.
Oh, yeah.
Shoot free throws.
You've
with
tried
it, right?
That move before.
Actually, yeah, it didn't work out that well.
It was an Arkansas Tech playoff game, I think. Wasn't the right environment.
Hey, don't hate on Arkansas Tech.
I love Tech. I
that was
that.
An awkward deal.
For her?
No, she loved it.
She's like, this is awesome. I hope for our second date we go bowling.
The Arkansas Tech president and administration didn't know what to make of it. That's
I bet they didn't. They were like, what is she doing with that?
Yeah.
There's been a lot of things that have happened since then. It's all good. Anyway, well, thank you all. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
All